Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Horse Thief. As he rode throughout the Old Southwest, helping the weak and oppressed, and unofficially stamping out crime wherever he found it, the name and fame of the Cisco Kid grew great. Yet because sometimes it took news a long time to travel short distances, there were many sheriffs who had never heard of Cisco, or who believed him to be a criminal. The sheriff of the frontier town of Bowman was one of these last. As our story opens, it's late afternoon. In the office of the sheriff, he and the deputy are talking, when from the jail cell beyond the partition...
Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff!
Yeah? What do you want, Joe?
Come here, will you?
All right. Now, what's the matter?
There's something going on up the street, Sheriff. Look, there's men getting together on the street corners.
Well, nothing unusual about that, is it?
It sure is in this case. There's lots more of them than usual, and they keep looking over here at the jail. You don't think they're thinking on a lynching, do you, Sheriff?
They won't get far with it if that's what they got in mind, Joe. I promise you that.
I've heard they look on horse thieves as worse than killers around here.
That ain't so far from wrong.
And but... I'm in here for being a horse thief.
Yeah, and you confess to being a horse thief, Joe. And I think you lied to me.
What? I ain't saying a word. If those hombres come after me, will you let me have my guns to defend myself?
Yeah, we'll see, Joe. Deputy and I will watch them hombres close, so don't worry. Well, what do you make of them hombres up the street, Deputy? Well, you get the field glasses on them, huh?
I don't like the looks of it, Sheriff. Ace Madoon and Mac Kinney are going from group to group talking with them. And there are a couple of knife-in-the-back coyotes if I ever saw any.
Yeah, they are. Got a hunch they head up this horse thief gang around here, but I can't get a thing on them. Let me see them glasses, Deputy.
Sure, here.
Yeah, right. Ace Madoon and Mac Kinney. Say, Deputy, there are a couple of riders up on the bluff trail heading down the town this way.
I didn't see them. Who are they?
Don't know. They're strangers. Hey, wait. That's the Cisco Kid and his partner.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. I saw Cisco once in Dodge City. He's a bad un. Thunder, I begin to understand. It is a lynching that's being planned. And they sent for Cisco to help him storm this jail.
Maybe that's it.
No question in my mind. Break out the guns, Deputy, and make sure they're all loaded. We'll give that blasted Cisco Kid a reception he'll never forget.
How the boys feel about the lynching, Ace?
Well, they're most all for it. Them that ain't won't interfere, though.
Most of them have had horses, though.
Let's not do too much talking about that, Mac. Except to blame it on the young Joe Walters.
We sure did frame him nice. Told him that band of horses belonged to us and to drive him into town for us to sell.
The sheriff caught him red-handed.
And the kid knew if he said anything, we'd get him. And that we'd go south and get his father, too.
Yeah, but we can't take too many chances about him not talking, Mac.
That's why the lynching, huh?
Well, it ain't even gonna get that far. As soon as we storm that jail after dark, I'm going to gun him down. Because sure as thunder, once we get him out of that jail, he'll talk.
It's a good idea, Ace.
Now, as soon as I talk to this next group of the boys... Hey, say, wait.
What?
Look up on that bluff.
Yeah. Now, who are them two hombres?
Take another look, Mac. At the hombre on the big black horse.
Well, that's a Cisco Kid.
Yeah. You know what?
Sure figured this lynching ahead of time.
And sent for Cisco to help him hold off the boys. That's it, sure and blazes, Mac. But we'll spike that right quick.
How?
We'll get them as they ride into town. We'll be down in the dry creek bed. Don't waste no lead either, Mac, because our own lives may be at stake. Shoot to kill. Now let's go.
Wake heard the name of that town down there, Cisco?
I believe the name of that town is Bowman, Pancho.
Can't even remember this town.
Good reason why, Chico. We've never been here before. Oh, there, but who?
Why we stop up here, Cisco?
Because I like to look a town over as much as possible before riding into it, amigo.
Look for the cafe, no?
Si, Pancho, I will look for the cafe. Mm-hmm. Or better still, you look for the cafe while I look over the rest of the town.
Fine to see a cafe, Cisco, right next to the hotel.
Yes. Well, it's quite a town after all, amigo.
Uh-huh.
There's a hotel, and there's the general store.
The general store.
And the harness shop.
And the harness shop.
The livery stable and corral.
And corral.
The jail.
And the cafe, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, I saw the cafe. And also, I see quite a few hombres out on the street. I wonder what that means.
Pancho don't know, Cisco. But Pancho know what tortillas and frijoles means.
Very well, Chico. We'll ride down into the town. Up, Yabba, come on.
Hola. We stay in the town long, Chico?
No, I do not think we will, Chico. We'll eat our supper, then ride on and find ourselves a good place to camp. There, what is the matter, Diablo?
Loving a lot of pushes, go. Somebody ahead down the dry creek bed. Somebody shooting us.
In among the trees, Pancho, quick, come on. Diablo, Diablo,
look,
come on.
Down off
your horse, Pancho.
There's no way to welcome us to the town, Chico.
For a fact, it is a warm welcome. We will see what this is all about.
Look, Chico. Two hombres come up out the creek bed. They run for the town.
Come on, amigo. We will talk with those two.
Finally, Cisco, do more than just talk to them.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Hold on. Here, hombres run like a rabbit, Cisco. Now they with other hombres on the street.
That will do them no good. I can remember who they are. Hold on, hold.
Hold on.
What is that, señores? I would like to talk with a couple of hombres in this crowd who are too careless with their guns.
Bullet missed Pancho, he's close.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you are one of them, hombre. You are the other. Step out here. Now, mi compañero and I do not like to be shot at. We want your reason. Right now.
We'll give you the reason, Cisco. Come on, Mac.
I'm with you. Trouble, hombre.
Come on, no. Your reason and yours.
Good, hombre. Sit down hard, no.
All right, now, quickly. One of you. Why did you shoot at us?
We made a mistake.
Hey, hombres, you made a big mistake. You shoot at Cisco.
Do not make that mistake again, hombres. Come on, Pancho. We'll lead our horses to the hitch rail in front of the hotel. Pancho, we are going to the jail to see the sheriff.
But please go to the cafe.
That can wait. That mob on the street at this late time of day means one thing.
Lynch mob.
Exactly. Anytime you and I can help prevent a lynching, we will do so. We will go talk with the sheriff at once.
It sure was quite a fight for a minute there, Sheriff.
Yeah. That's the way that Cisco kid is, they tell me. Starts a fight everywhere he goes.
See? Now they're heading this way, Sheriff.
So I see. Got some kind of a trick up their sleeves. Yeah, I'll go out and meet them.
Want me to go with you?
No, you stay here. Keep them covered, Deputy. If they start any monkey business, let them have it. All right. That's near enough, Cisco. What are you doing in this town?
I would like to know the meaning of that mob of hombres out on the streets, Señor Sheriff.
Reckon you know what it means.
It means somebody gets strung up to a dance on the air, no?
That's what they got in mind.
Pancho and I came over here to say that if you need any help, we will help you all we can.
Yeah, and that's quite a lot, too.
I don't need any help. Not your kind. And I want you two coyotes to get on out of town. Understand?
Very well, Señor Sheriff. As you wish. Come on, Pancho.
Cisco! Hey, Cisco!
Si?
I'm Joe Wallace. You remember my father. You helped him get his cattle back from rustlers. That was back in Kansas.
See, I do remember. What are you doing here in this jail, Señor Joe? Well,
they got me in for being a horse thief. They're going to lynch me, Cisco. Come over here to the cell window, will you? I want to talk.
No, you don't, Cisco. Get going away from here.
But that boy is a friend of ours, Señor Sheriff.
I said get out of here. I wouldn't trust the two of you far as I could throw you. Get going or I'll tell my deputy there in the office to start shooting.
This sheriff does not like us or trust us, Señor Joe. But we will stand by nevertheless. We will see you again, Señor Sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
It's most dark now, Ace.
Yeah, we can turn the boys loose most any time we want to. But where's the Cisco kid?
Him and his partner sitting over on the hotel porch.
Watching what's going on, huh?
We ain't missing a thing.
All right. Now, let's get back across the street where the boys are.
How you gonna work this, Ace? It'll take quite some scheming the way I look at it.
Ah, it'll be simple. Just you listen. You'll find out.
Listen, boys. Me and Mac, together with Mose and One Eye and Judd and Tom and Pete there, are going over to that hotel and start a fight with the Cisco Kid.
Oh, no, not me. Not again.
Now, wait a minute, Mac. We'll have these five boys with us. That's 7-2. Now, we'll start the fight. When the rest of you hear it, get going for the jail. You understand? And get the prisoner out.
Thought you was going to gun him down, Ace.
Don't worry. We'll break away from the fight and be there. Now, come on, boys. Let's get over to the hotel.
Very soon now the trouble starts, Cisco.
See, I'm afraid so, Pancho. Perhaps we had better start over toward the jail again.
Pancho, I think that's a good idea. Uh-oh. Hombres come this way, Cisco. Look, it's the same two hombres Cisco had the hard fight with.
You're right, Chico. There are five others with them.
And Pancho and I can see their faces clear in this light, but Pancho think that they mean to make the troubles.
Let us wait and see.
There's Cisco, boys. Go get him.
Give it to him, boy.
Come on, Ace. Let's get over there.
Hey, two others leave,
Cisco.
All right, boys. Let's storm that jail.
Oh, that is their game. Keep us here while they go after Senor Joe. Well, that scheme is not going to work. If I can help it.
Go down, Cisco.
I think.
Three.
I can't.
Go down. Other hombre run away.
Let us get over to that jail quickly, Pancho.
But the sheriff think we parted the mob, Cisco. He's shooting us.
Let him shoot. We must do what we can to save Senor Joe. Come on, Pancho, and run.
And so our friends will face the sheriff's bullets and the unreasoning rage of the mob. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Horse Thief. Cisco and Pancho rode into the frontier town of Bowman as hard-faced groups of men talked in low voices on street corners. Recognizing the signs of a lynch mob, our friends rode to the jail to offer the sheriff their services, only to discover that the prisoner was the son of an old friend. The sheriff was suspicious and hostile, and the leaders of the mob sent men to engage Cisco and Pancho in a fistfight. But Cisco fought off the men and started for the jail on the run, followed by Pancho. Now.
Pancho, I can keep up with Cisco, Cisco.
Then come along as fast as you can, Pancho. I must get to that jail as fast as possible.
I'm coming to the jail, Cisco.
That is just exactly the point, amigo. They are moving steadily, but not fast. We should be well ahead of them.
Not to see much of these dark.
We can see enough. Senor Sheriff! Senor Sheriff!
Is that you, Cisco? Keep your distance.
But that lynch mob is on its way to the jail.
I said keep your distance. We got shotguns in here, and they're loaded up with buckshot.
Oh. Pancho never liked to run. Pancho always got to run.
Senor Sheriff, you and the deputy can never hold out against that mob. Let Pancho and me come in and help you.
You come any closer, and you'll get a skinful of this buckshot.
No use, Cisco.
Sheriff thinks we are on the side of the lynch mob. He will not listen to us.
Sheriff, I heard what you've been saying, but you're wrong. Cisco's on the side of the law.
You're right, Senor Joe. Cisco always on the side of the law.
Let him come in and help you.
Sure, sure. That'd be fine for you now, wouldn't it?
But your foolish mob will get me. It'll get me, I tell you.
Not if me and the deputy can help it.
Pancho, there is only one chance left.
What that?
Hurry over to the hotel stable and get a crowbar.
Where the crowbar?
It is just inside the door.
Uh-huh.
I saw it when we first went to the hotel.
Yes,
now,
yes,
run. Huh? Senor Joe's life may depend on this.
What you do, Cisco?
I will have to try to hold this mob back away from the jail.
You get down behind this big rock, no?
See, now run.
We help Senor Joe escape?
Only to save his life from this mob, Pancho. When the danger is past, we will bring him back to the sheriff.
See, Cisco.
You might as well go on home and save yourself a lot of trouble, Sheriff. We're taking that horse thief out of that jail.
Come on and get him if you think you can.
We'll get him.
Stop where you are, hombres.
Hey, who's that? He's right close by.
You are right. I am close by, and I have you covered. You may get me, hombres, but before you do, I will get a few of you. Just remember that.
No sense in walking right into Cisco's guns.
Especially when we can't see him.
All right, now take it easy. He's down behind that big rock ahead of us. All right, come on. Let's move back a little. Now, here's what we better do, boys. Five or six of you make a big circle, and you get on the other side of the jail.
Then what?
Then start yelling and saying how you're going to storm the jail from that side. That'll draw the sheriff and the deputy over there, and we can rush the jail from over here.
Yeah, but you're missing the point there, ain't you, Ace?
What's that?
Cisco will still be here in front of us.
Oh, I don't reckon he will, Mac. If he thinks the danger's from the other side of the jail, that's where he'll go. Anyway, we'll have two gangs to rush the jail, depending on what the situation is then. Now, get going, boys.
Is that you, Pancho?
It's Pancho. Pancho bring the crowbar.
Shh, there's not so loud, amigo. The lynch mob is only a short distance away.
Pancho, not think, Cisco. Here, hit the crowbar.
Gracias, Chico. Now follow me. We'll both go over to Senor Joe's cell window.
Yes.
Be as quiet as you can, amigo.
Pancho, be quiet like a little mouse. But, Cisco.
Si?
Pancho think when the bandidos hear the crowbar and the cell window bar, they come over very quick.
It cannot be hurt, amigo.
Senor Joe.
Who is it?
It's me, Cisco.
It's me, Pancho.
We're going to try to get you out of that cell, Senor Joe. But I must have your word right now that you will not try to escape from us.
All right, you have it, Cisco, but why?
Because as far as we are concerned, you are still a prisoner of the law. And when the danger is past, we are going to turn you back to the sheriff.
Yeah, but Cisco, when I tell you my story...
Time is passing, Senor Joe. Do you accept those terms or not?
All right, I accept.
Bueno, Pancho, keep an eye out for any hombres who may come this way.
Yes.
I will try to bend the cell window bars
with this crowbar. Hey, too loud, Cisco.
It cannot be helped, Chico.
Hurry up, Cisco.
Si. Bars are bending, Senor Joe.
Once or twice
more. Should do it.
Hey, somebody's working on that cell window. Come on, boys. Over this way.
Hurry, Cisco. Bandido's coming here.
Here, Pancho. Take this crowbar. Si. Keep working at that window.
Si, Cisco.
Hey, there, boys. Go get him.
I do not think you will get us. Get him, please.
There. Come on, Senor Joe. Quick.
And now for you, Bandido.
There's the Cisco kid. Cut him down. Look out. I'll get him.
Not what I can help at, hombre.
Ah. Pancho, help you, Senor Joe.
Well, that is just what he is doing, Bandidos. And you are going to do nothing to stop him. Hey, Pancho, be right with you.
Where we go now?
To the stable, out back of the hotel.
Cisco, I'm sure grateful to you.
We understand, Senor Joe, but save your breath. Let us go. That mob will be on our heels in no time at all.
Where'd they go, Ace?
They ran over towards the hotel, Mac. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes the sheriff out of the jailhouse.
Prisoner got away, Sheriff.
Yeah, he sure did, thanks to you. You interfering bunch of coyotes. I ought to run every mother's son of you into jail.
The boys will help you find him, Sheriff.
You're tootin' right, they will. As members of my posse. And right here now, I want you to swear there'll be no more attempts at any lynching. Come on now. Up with your right hands, boys. And swear to no more lynching attempts.
We're waiting, Sheriff. What got you say?
Come on, Mac. We better get out of here.
Right. We ain't got that mob with us no more, Ace.
Next thing, they'll be looking for us. Hey, we better be heading out of town, Mac.
That's my idea, too.
But first off, we're going to have a look out front of the hotel.
What for?
I want that big horse of Cisco's. If he's still there at the hitch rail, I'm going to have him.
I'll take Cisco's partner's horse. We can sell them two horses for nice money, Ace.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's hustle.
Yeah. Now, let's wait here behind the stable till we see what those bandidos are going to do. Now, what is your story, Senor Joe?
Well, you see, when I first come to this town, I started working for Ace and Mac.
See?
I thought there was prosperous ranches. And when it told me to drive a bunch of horses to town for them...
Well, you thought they owned the horses, Senor Joe, eh?
Yeah, sure. They told me they owned them.
Hey, the bandidos. And then the sheriff catch you, huh, Senor Joe?
Yeah, sure did. Well, then Ace and Mac come to see me at the jail. They told me that if I said anything against them, they'd look up my father, who lives south of here now.
They will do no harm to your father, Senor Joe. We will see to that.
We better get our horses, Cisco, and then we get out of here.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, Pancho.
But wait. On second thought...
What second thought?
If those two bandidos are horse thieves...
They are, Cisco. Take my word for it.
And they have seen our horses. And the chances are they will want them.
What do we do, Cisco?
For the time being, we will leave Diablo and Loco at the hitch rail. They are not tied. They're only standing there, so if necessary, we can call them.
And if the bandidos try to get them...
That will be just what we want to prove, Pancho. Mm-hmm. Now, you and Senor Joe follow me. We'll take up our positions at this side of the hotel.
Light from the hotel shine out to the hitch rail.
See, and no light shines out here. So we'll be standing in the dark.
Look, Cisco, it's mighty dangerous for me hanging around this town. If only you'd let me get away...
Shh, quieto.
There are the two hombres. They are hurrying to the hitch rail.
Yeah, that's them. That's them, Cisco.
They go right to Diablo Loco.
If they try to take those two horses, they will have their hands full. Diablo does not like strangers.
Loco doesn't like the strangers neither.
All right, hold still, you coyotes.
This is all we need to know about those two hombres. Come on, Pancho.
Pancho, with you, Cisco.
You stay here, Senor Joe.
Whoa!
Get away from those horses, bandidos!
Look out, Mac, it's Cisco.
Gun him down,
Lee. That will not work this time. Any more than it worked the last time.
Then I'll get you, Cisco.
Is that so, hombre?
You heard what I said.
It's good for anyone to have confidence in himself. But in your case, the confidence is misplaced.
Good hombre, take a little siesta, Cisco.
Yeah.
Oh, in the sheriff and hombre, Cisco.
Yeah, I hear that, Pancho.
We get out of here.
We'll stay right where we are. Go get a bucket of water from the well, Pancho.
Yes,
Cisco. Get your hands up, Cisco. You're my prisoner.
On my mat, Senor Sheriff. Hurry up with that water, Pancho.
Gracias,
amigo. Senor Sheriff, you had young Senor Joe in jail for stealing horses. You had the wrong man.
How do you know, Cisco?
I will prove it to you. A little of this water over this bandido.
He come too, Cisco.
See, but before he has fully recovered his senses, why did you frame Joe Waters for a horse thief, hombre?
It wasn't me. It was Ace.
There, you see, Senor Sheriff?
All right. But that don't alter the fact you helped Joe to escape.
Senor Joe?
Yes, Cisco.
Sure, he helped me get out of that cell so I wouldn't get lynched, Sheriff. But he told me I'd be turned back to you later, and here I am.
Cisco keeps the word, Sheriff.
Well, I'll be jiggered. Guess maybe I've been wrong about you, Cisco. Tie up Ace and Mac, boys, and we'll take them to the jail.
This is going to work out all right for you, Senor Joe. Just be careful, and next time, do not take a job with horse thieves. Si, Pancho.
Those thieves all in the jail now, no?
Si. And Senor Joe is out of jail.
That's good. But, Cisco.
Si.
What kind of horses is those horse thieves steal?
What kind of horses do they steal?
What can they steal? What can they steal, huh?
Oh, all kinds, I imagine. Race horses.
Race horses.
And saddle horses.
Saddle horses.
And cow ponies.
Cow ponies.
And even draft horses.
And even draft... Even what, Cisco? Even what?
Draft horses, amigo. Great big work horses.
Draft horses? Draft horses? Oh, now, Pancho, understand.
Now you understand what, Pancho?
Well, a long time ago, Pancho's Uncle Jose by a horse.
Si?
It must have been a draft horse, Cisco.
Why do you say it must have been a draft horse, amigo?
Because Pancho stand near the draft horse and then catch a big cold in the nose.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.